The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Vince Russo from russosbrand.com and also patreon.com/RussoTWC. Are two podcasting platforms where we have dozens and dozens of shows for you for your listening and viewing pleasure. This is a little show called 8 Days a Week, where we go over the highlights of what's happening on Russo's brand this week. And guys, we open up with some hot news, a brand new show on the Realm Network, the beautiful podcast. And that could only mean one thing, the beautiful people. Angelina Love and Velvet Sky of TNA Impact Wrestling kick off their very first podcast right here on russosbrand.com. Let's give a little sneak peek, I said, into what the ladies are going to be talking about.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural beautiful podcast. I am Angelina Love.
And I am Velvet Sky, and we are the beautiful people. We want it to be known as Velvet Love Entertainment.
Wait, let me stop you there, because I have to go into how we got our names and what you said when I told you what your name was, because it's fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Cheer. The people are going to cheer for them. So the first time they sent us out there, it wasn't under the pretenses of being bitchy, mean, you know, hot girl bullshit. It was like, go fucking shake your asses. Go make the men drool. Go, you know, like, go do your thing. Go be sexy. So we were like, yay, hi, we're here. As soon as we walked out, it was like, boo, boo, boo. And once creative saw that, I mean, maybe 2, 3, 4 times of sending us out there, like the cheerleader type, yay. They were like, all right, like, these girls are getting heat. We need to, like, switch it up, and they need to be bitches.
We can't fight this. We're new. We're not even going to try. So how do we try to make this our own? How do we try to go with it?
We made it sexy.
Well, I am excited about that show. The stories between Velvet and Angelina and their decades and decades in the business. Who knows what they're going to talk about? Who knows who they're going to bring on as guest? But I am very, very, very looking forward to that show, as I know you are as well. Next, the staple of the brand, Castrating the Marks, where me and Lois Lane, we listen to the comments made by the Dirt Sheet writers, and we comment on them. Today, we respond to Dave Meltzer's excuses of why AEW can't grow into more homes. Excuses, excuses, excuses. What are we crying about this time, Meltzer Magoo? Play the clip.
God, that is such a bevy of bullshit. First of all, bro, how does he know the audience is the AEW fan is watching the show? The audience they're gaining is the 18 to 49 year old woman that now watches the show along with. How does he know that? Like, where in God's name is he getting that? So what he's trying to say two things here. He's trying to say, okay, bro, the mark is watching the show. Now the 18 to 49-year-old woman is coming in the living room and watching the show with him. So he's trying now there to say that the AEW wrestling is appealing to women. Okay, based on what, Dave? What are you basing that on? He has absolutely no proof whatsoever. Then, Jeff, he makes it clear. He makes it clear the only way a television show gains viewers and gains momentum is word of mouth.
if there's no word of mouth going on, it's because the show isn't worthy of talking about. Then he brings up Mike Tyson and Shaq. I hate to break the news to Dave. Mike Tyson and Shaq's prime was 20 years ago, bro. 20 years ago. Yes, more people will tune in to see Bugs Bunny on the WWE than Shaq and Tyson. 20 years ago, bro. Nobody is going to talk about that. That's not going to excite. So, bro, he's making excuses, but at the same time, bro, he's exposing why this audience isn't growing. All right, guys, next up on Time Out, which is on patreon.com/RussoTWC. This is the show of the Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilberti. And on this show, Disco discusses Gina Carano getting fired from The Mandalorian and his thoughts on that topic. Take it away, Glenn.
Like how, she's not denigrating anything. She was making, she was metaphorically comparing what's happened on social media to what happened to like Nazi Germany and stuff. I'm like, that's a fireable offense. Here's the thing. This is the biggest, and nobody wants to talk, bring this up, but this is absurd. Twitter's in their terms of service, like Facebook, bro, they say these posts can cause harm. How can they cause harm? I need to get somebody to give me a specific, you know, instance where this could cause harm. Physical harm? How is this going to cause physical harm? Somebody just saying something on Twitter. I mean, bro, this is what it is. They've set up rules to silence conservative people. Period. You know, I mean, that's all this is. She's a conservative. She's been having these problems for years. People are trying to get her canceled. She's a fighter. She used to be a UFC fighter, so she doesn't mind, you know, she doesn't mind fighting against this and everything. But she lost because the mob got her. Bro, like 20 years ago, it would be unfathomable to think that if you had some crazy beliefs, you believed in conspiracy theories or something, that you would get fired from your job. I mean, to tell me how this is like, what her just saying stuff like that, okay, who is getting harmed? How are they getting harmed? Who in the future can get harmed? Tell me how this process works. Because it's all bullshit. You know, this is the media is, they're silencing people. The big tech is putting their clamps on things. And it's done with the good graces of Democrats because they're beating Republicans. Because they're beating conservatives. They're literally Democrat people. Liberals were supposed to be the bearers of free speech. It's completely opposite now. The way that the religious right wingers were back in the 90s and stuff, that were telling everybody how to lead their lives, trying to cancel people, you know, trying to, bro, that's completely flipped. That's the progressive left does that now.
Some very interesting insights from Glenn. Let's go to the Raw and SmackDown review next, which can be heard on russosbrand.com every week on the Realm Network. Here, the great Stevie Richards and the great Ben Hameen give their thoughts on what is the latest push of Cesaro. This may be the 15th push for Cesaro, but let's listen to what the boys have to say about that.
And Cesaro's on the big push, man. And now is it because they wanted him to re-sign and that's going to he did, and now it's going to kind of go cold here? Or are they actually going to get out of the possibly the best wrestler on their roster who should have been used in that capacity the last 4 years? Are they finally going to get this guy to where he needs to go? I mean, it's still a little rough on the mic, but he gets a solid victory over Daniel Bryan here via sharpshooter, and he gets color from some stiff shots. This was a wrestling purist match. I didn't think he needed to go into the big swing again after he did it, because they had the crowd there, and then they got their shit in and they kind of lost him at the end. They dipped it a little bit from where they could have ended at a higher point, but a solid ass match, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. This really shows the difference between SmackDown and Raw. And there's another match on here too that'll happen that shows the difference for some reason between these two brands. It's like two different companies. Cesaro, man, I feel so bad for the guy, because after he won that Andre the Giant Battle Royal, that should have made him feats of strength and other stuff, and the things they could have did with him that they constantly shut him down. He's got 2.5 strikes against him just for looking stale, not because he hasn't done anything.
Right.
But, and also, does this right at this particular point, he's elevating himself, but Daniel Bryan's not the guy he was 2 years ago either. That could have really, it really could have been something 2 years ago if this happened.
I mean, the biggest miss was the Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn non-pairing of SJWs the last 2 years. That Wood belt was awesome. The Eco belt, the conspiracy stuff with Sammy. Could you imagine if they actually would have ignited those two together? That would have really been something. And then you really could have brought in Forgotten Sons is the other side of that, you know.
Some great insights from Stevie and Ben. Next, we got Lion, Tigers, Bears, and Disco exclusively on russosbrand.com. This is where Lois Lane, Vince, and Glenn go over the news of the week. And here, Disco and Jeff discuss WWE President Nick Khan saying he doesn't believe WWE has lost eyeballs despite the drop in TV ratings. Listen up, everybody.
WWE year-ending earnings call, their new president, Nick Khan, was asked about the declining ratings. And he said, "We don't believe that we've lost eyeballs. We believe eyeballs tend to shift from linear to digital platforms. So you look at even our Facebook numbers, which are significantly up the last 6 months or so, including the revenue against those numbers. We think the eyeballs are there."
They keep pretending that, like, people that watch, like, a YouTube clip of the show and everything represents, like you know, that like, means something. You know, when you're the networks are paying these people $200 million and $240 million and Peacock is $200 million for times five, $1 billion, right? And they're paying them to view the content on those platforms. Okay, so it's like, I don't know. He's like literally making a comment like, "Hey, we're making too much on TV rights. You know, most of our content is not on TV." It's like, why would you go? I mean, seriously, they come out like Fox and you, it's like the network people probably go listen to comments like this. Yeah, why are we paying you this much? I mean, seriously, they're like making a case that they're making too much money off TV rights to try to defend the fact that they have poor ratings. And it's like, you're defending your ratings by saying, yeah, you're paying us too much, basically. Because people watch us on the other platforms, like, anyway, they probably watch more of the other platforms. I don't even know if they consider this. Like I say, you follow WWE, right? And WWE, you know, you haven't watched a show in 6 months, right? You look at their Twitter feed, okay? They have a link of a YouTube clip, like a 2-minute YouTube clip, on their Twitter feed, okay? Something that happened on the show. And you click that on and watch it for 2 minutes. Okay, like they're like crediting, like saying that's like, you know, that's a part of like a good part of our business model right there.
Up next is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Show. You can find this on patreon.com/RussoTWC. Here, Billy Body goes over the rumors of the week. What's happening in the world of professional wrestling before it even happens? Here, Billy looks at fans returning for WrestleMania. What is that going to look like in the weeks to come?
The rest of the show is very, very Mania heavy in regards to what they have planned for Fastlane, why Fastlane is going to be bigger than usual, Nick Khan's involvement in WrestleMania, and the booking in general. So we'll start with that because we just spoke about Nick Khan. WWE felt like they would almost reward fans that stayed with it, and Vince McMahon didn't want to go all out with expenditures because he wasn't going to have his full stadium. He was being a big baby about it. He wanted it to relaunch with a big bang. We're back. Fans are back. And instead, what we're having is a WrestleMania of half capacity. I still think they'll get to half capacity. They'll fall in line with the Super Bowl cardboard cutouts, TV screens, whatever the Super Bowl did, they'll do. But the very next night, you're going back to no fans, unless you do secure Raymond James Stadium. And I'm still the only person talking about that potentially being the thing that they do, which is setting up the Thunderdome with a cross for the cross promotion of fans and Thunderdome technology, or a way that Kevin Dunn is very good at reducing the size of stadiums. We're actually watching the 97 Raws now for podcasts and a poll. And we've seen what Kevin Dunn did with a Royal Rumble stadium at the Alamo Dome, which wasn't full, because the Alamo Dome, I believe, holds maybe 100,000.
A lot, yeah.
I think nearly 100. And WWE did 40,000 sales, 20,000 comps, which they did. And Kevin Dunn made it look full. And then they ran Skydome for Raw. They did 25,000 for a 60,000 stadium, and it looked full. So they can do that. They can run Raymond James Stadium and make it look really busy with 20,000 people in there for Raw. Whether 20,000 people want to attend Monday Night Raw at the moment, I don't know. If they're going to sell that out, they're going to have to sell it for about $8 to $10, or they're going to have to sell a Super Saver.
Some great insights from Billy Body next, Master Shoot Theater. You can hear this show on patreon.com/RussoTWC. Here, Vince has moved on from Bailey, and he has found a new love. I wonder who could be knock, knock, knocking on Vince's door. Let's hear this clip.
Your doctor wanted to check in and see if you had any more vaccine side effects.
Yeah, goddamn, my one bicep's real pumped up, pal, but I'm not quite getting as swole as I was before. I was out there with Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke trying to
cut a red band around your arm. What is that?
Oh, well, that's, it keeps the pump in there, pal. It's tourniquet training. You just you get as much pump in there, then you cut it off, and you just stay jacked, pal. It's kind of like a cock ring for your arm, if you know what I mean.
But why is there pus coming out of your fingernails?
Oh, well, you expect to have a little side effects here and there, but, you know, it doesn't matter. You can't inject oil in there anymore, so you got to make your own pus. So you just put a little RNA inhibitor in there, it changes some things around, and your arms get big and jacked. Sometimes they get so red, you don't even need to tan, pal.
Very nice. All right, so you're feeling okay.
Feeling better than Flair looks, I'll tell you that much right now. Did you see him? Jesus Christ.
What are you doing there? Why are you bringing this poor guy on the TV?
Well, he needs money. It's all about the money. If you didn't know that, pal, he's got a lot of old ladies I told him it's cheaper to keep her. You didn't see me get rid of Linda, did you? And
he did try to murder her about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, legally get rid of her, not get rid of her, get rid of her. We're always trying to put that plan in place, pal. But okay. It doesn't matter, because I found a new love, pal. I found a new love. I tried to make it
work. That Zanzibar girl again, is it?
Well, I tried to make it work with Bailey, pal, but I think we're going to have to write a breakup letter to her. And then I've got my eyes on a new prize, pal. A hot little thing. Something that Linda isn't. Young, sexy, and vibrant, pal. Somebody I can lift with in the gym. One time I tried to bring Linda in the gym to lift with me. She buried 135 right in her chest. She was crying for a week. So now I got somebody I think that can keep up with Muscle and Fitness is Man of the Year.
Do you have a picture of this girl?
Oh yeah, I think I have one here, pal. Let me. We were sexting, we were flexing back and forth together. It was real. I think we really had a big connection, pal. Let me see.
All right, before you show me that picture, this is a picture of her clothed.
Okay. Well, I mean, that doesn't look.
Just some comedy gold by Vince and the boys. Next, Bucket Full of Chicken next. This is my solo show on russosbrand.com. On this show, I will talk about the prop bet for the Super Bowl streaker. Bro, you hear about this Yuri Andrade? There was a prop bet on the Super Bowl. +750 if a fan ran on the field. So in other words, if you bet $100 that a fan would run on the field, you would win $750. This was on the betting site Bovada. So bro, this guy, Yuri Andrade, figures I'll make this a sure thing. I will place the bet and I will be the one to run on the field. So what, bro? I get arrested. I spend the night in jail. I get a citation for trespassing. But I'll win money. And as long as the money supersedes what it's going to cost me, it will be worth it. So Yuri Andrade runs out on the field, gets arrested, I think spends the night in jail, whatever, and walks away with $375,000. So now they're being, this is being investigated as to whether or not this is legal or not. First of all, bro, here's my question to Yuri. Well, that is it, everybody. Another full week in russosbrand.com, patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, you can get in on the fun, become one of the thousands of subscribers. Join in, bro. Listen to the shows. Pick the menus you like. Listen to what you like. Share it with your friends. Guys, no long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. And, bro, more importantly, you can get into this thing for less than a half a cup of coffee a week. That's right. Less than a half a cup of coffee a week, bro. And trust me, I know the price of coffee. I go to Starbucks daily. That is it, everybody. Try us. You'll like us. RussosBrand.com, Patreon.com/RussoTWC.